Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 666, Sleep Like a Baby, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome to another week of Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. For those of you that watched the Super Bowl, that was an interesting game, huh? Now, if you happen to completely go off track and maybe binge on those wings or the pizza or the desserts, don't worry, just get right back on track today, and that quote-unquote damage won't make a difference. So let it go and just move on, which means I need to get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Sleep Like a Baby by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Problem sleeping can be a major drag on happiness. If you can't sleep well, you can't function as well during the day. Today, a reader asked, I want to spend less time rolling in the bed and more time sleeping. I want to be a baby again. Help. I love the image of being a baby again. In my head, it conjures up not only sleeping peacefully, though in reality, many babies don't, but growing magically young again, carefree, without the worries that normally plague us and keep us up at night. I don't have the magical pill that will make you young again, but I can offer some help with sleep. I've changed my sleeping patterns a number of times and know that it can be difficult. Sleep is a deep part of the body's rhythms, and it's one of the harder habits to change. That said, it is changeable. Sleep problems. Let's take a quick look at some of the problems that keep people up at night. 1. Not tired yet. Your sleeping pattern is set so that you usually sleep later. So if you go to bed earlier, you're not tired enough to fall asleep. Problem 2. You're too tired. It's possible to be so exhausted that sleep is difficult. This tends to be a problem less often than the not tired enough one. 3. Worries. You've got something spinning around in your head, so the sleep doesn't come. Sometimes it's replaying something that's happened, or things that someone said, and other times it's worrying about something coming up or planning. And problem number 4, computers. If you're on your computer, often in bed, you might be tired but have a hard time sleeping because your mind isn't unwinding. There are other issues, but I found these to be the most common. Let's look at how to help with each of these. Formula for becoming a baby. So how do we solve these problems and become baby-like in our sleep? I don't have all the answers, but here are some of the things that have worked for me. 1. Exercise. A good hard workout or run, bike or swim will get you nice and tired. A good yoga workout is a wonderful way to do that as you learn mindfulness at the same time. Even if the workout is early in the day, I often go to bed with a tired body and look forward to the rest. Don't work out right before bed though, it might keep you up. 2. Get up early. You can get your body to shift its sleeping schedule by slowly getting up earlier. Try 15 minutes earlier than normal for a week, then another 15 minutes. If you get up earlier, you'll be a bit tired during the day, and when it comes time to go to sleep, you'll enjoy the rest. 3. Establish a bedtime ritual. It takes time to unwind the body and mind. At least an hour before bedtime, start slowing down. Turn off the computer. Floss and brush your teeth. Put away things you were using in the evening. Lay down and read a book, not on your laptop. This kind of ritual helps establish in your mind that it's time to sleep, and your body takes this cue and begins to prepare itself. 4. Keep your room only for sleeping. Don't eat, watch TV, use your computer, or do other kinds of activities in your room. Okay, just one other activity is okay. Keep those activities in the living and dining rooms so that when you go to bed, there's just one thing to do. Be sure to make the room dark when you go to sleep. Your body reacts to light. 5, focus your attention. Once you've done your bedtime ritual and unwound, and your body is nice and tired, you need to quiet the mind. My trick for doing that? Close your eyes and visualize what you did first thing today. That might be opening your eyes and getting out of bed. Then visualize the second thing you did. Let's say you got up and washed your face and brushed your teeth or drank a glass of water. Then you started the coffee, but first had to grind the beans. Visualize these tiny steps in detail. I never get past the first hour before I'm asleep. And 6, change slowly. Be patient with sleeping changes. They are difficult because when we are tired, our mind doesn't have the discipline to stick to changes. Our body and mind want to do what they're used to doing. But if you change a little at a time and forgive yourself for quote unquote messing up, because there's really no messing up actually, then you can make changes. I hope this helps. I will admit that I don't always sleep soundly. Sometimes I have trouble sleeping, but when I use these methods, I can usually cure the sleeping problems. Sleep is a blessing that I wish on all of my friends, all of you included. It's a much needed rest that helps us to be truly awake once the glorious new day has come. You just listened to the post titled Sleep Like a Baby by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil again here for my commentary. I really appreciated that Leo was honest about his sleeping patterns. He mentioned he doesn't have nights where he stays soundly asleep or he finds every night it's easy to fall asleep. I'm the same way. In fact, just the other night, I was trying to fall asleep. I thought I was exhausted, but I just couldn't. I found that I was replaying this meeting that I had at work earlier in the day. And I was thinking about how angry I was at this comment that someone said to the group, me included. And I just kept replaying that over and over in my head, and I couldn't get to sleep. And so sometimes what I do is when that happens, I have this little notepad and pen by my bed. And so what I wrote down was, make sure to address this with the person who seemed offensive to me the next day. That way, I could get that thought out of my mind, just let it go for now, and have a good night's sleep, hopefully. And I found that for me, when my head hits the pillow, I often start remembering things that I forgot to do. Or maybe I'll remember something that I need to do sooner rather than later. All of these thoughts start popping into my head. And so I found that a notepad and a pen can at least get those thoughts down on paper so I don't forget, so I'm not up stressing all night that I might forget to do these things the next day. And in fact, just yesterday, I was thinking whether I wanted to work out or not. I had those moments where I was trying to listen to my body and I was saying, well, should I work out today or is that just gonna make me feel worse? But then I remembered, if I don't work out, I'm probably not going to be able to fall asleep tonight again. And so Leo's tip, number one, exercise. For me, that works so well. When I don't exercise, I find it much, much harder to fall asleep. And when we look at studies, we find the very same thing to be true. For most people, if they regularly exercise, they actually fall asleep sooner and sleep deeper and longer than those that don't exercise regularly. All right, that's it for today. I hope you have a great Monday and a fantastic start to your week. Thank you, as always, for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.